All right. This is the Florida Go to God First Fellowship out of St. Augustine, Florida. My name is Van Patterson, and I can be reached at 239-707-4903. Praying for laborers. I'm currently a laborer under my minister, who is the man of God, Lawrence Tor, at graceloveandtruth.com. And it is June 10th, 2026, and it is 7:22. I just got back from walking my dog, and we had a gathering together up in South Carolina. A bunch of people from London came over. Lawrence Tor, graceloveandtruth.com, his son, and his daughter-in-law. And then we had a bunch of believers, you know, from Oregon and from Pennsylvania and from Colorado and other places, Georgia, Columbus, Georgia, South Carolina, Texas. So, you know, I mean, they made a real effort to get there. You know, just like the man of God did. And, you know, this is not a comfortable subject, but, you know, I'll speak for me. I need to humble myself and I'm going to continue to humble myself and put myself under, the man of God, because he's placed there for a reason. And think about the men, and women in the Bible. That were charged by our Heavenly Father or inspired. I don't know what the word would be. Jeremiah said that he couldn't hold his tongue. You know, there was a fire inside him, I think he said. And he obviously a prophet. You see it a lot in the prophets. But there was a lot more people like that than are just recorded. These are the ones that are just recorded. I mean, remember now, Paul. At one point, he was doing the word. He was the elite of the elite. He knew all the law. He was a Benjamin of the Benjamins, you know, of the tribe of Benjamin. He knew the law, you know, backwards and forwards. I'm sure he didn't know it, you know, completely, but he knew as best he could. You know, he was the one of the top dogs at that time. I'm sure there was other top dogs. And I don't mean it that way. Speaking of dogs, so I go to South Carolina, and I really didn't know what I was actually going there for. And now I realize, you know, that the reason I went there was to figure out, you know, where I'm located in reference to my mind and in reference to a bunch of other things, you know, all life issues that, you know, because God's word and our Father God, who's just happened to have the word of God written down, thank God, is also written in the stars. And it's also spoken from my mouth right now. And this is what I'm speaking. So from my Father God. And so, you know, I go up there and, you know, turmoil all the time, you know, 30, 40 days before I even get there. Didn't even want to go, you know, and threatened not to go about 5, 6 times, you know. Fuck this, I'm not going, you know. And so I go and, you know, I get ministered to by these three wonderful women of God. And, you know, you ladies, you know, have got the same Spirit of God that I have as a man. It doesn't make any difference that I'm a man. Matter of fact, later on, if there's no male, no female, I'm not really sure what that means. Quite frankly, it doesn't really sound too much like a little fun, because I'd like to do a little shagging when I'm up there. But that's a whole other issue. I got the joy of the Lord, brother and sisters. But, you know, when I went up there, I found out that, you know, I'm just an itty bitty little baby. Now, I'm not condemning myself. I'm examining myself. I'm recognizing where I'm at, you know, and, you know, the man of God, and along with his wife, Kim, who's an absolute wonderful woman of God. And I encourage all you ladies to pick up on what she's saying. Listen to every single effing word that woman comes out of that woman's mouth, you know, especially when she's talking about her husband. Okay. Because, you know, it's a special relationship, you know, a marriage. And some of you might not be married. I'm newly married. So I'm learning. And, you know, I used to joke around, and really I wasn't joking around. It was kind of a joke between me and Lawrence. Well, it ain't a joke anymore. It wasn't a joke then, and it ain't a joke now. I'm getting my advice from the man of God. Okay. Now I share, you know, almost everything. I mean, because I'm learning how to be a good husband, and I am a good husband. I'm going to continue to grow in that. But having said that, you can pick up from Kim, the things that she's saying and how she navigates. And Lawrence shared that with me, or with Brenda. And I picked up on it, how, you ladies are able to navigate around us knuckleheads. You know, or knuckle draggers or cavemen. Call us what you want. I don't give a rat's ass. But the point of the story is because it ain't a story. It's right out of God, because God inspired me. So after I got what I needed when I was there, you know, because Lawrence turned to me, and it wasn't him speak. It was his words, but it was directly from God. It says, Van just wants to be loved. You know, and that was it. Now, there's obviously more to it than that. But you're talking about taking a nail and just taking a hammer and bang, you know, Van wants to be loved. That's it. Obviously, there's a lot more to it than that. And then, of course, you know, he'll expound on it with me later. But what it led to me and this connect is huge. Absolutely huge. I encourage you to do it as much as possible. He's been placed there for a reason. For lack of a better word, I would say use the resource that God has placed for us. And that's the man of God. Okay. Now, again, he's not any better than us, but he's been placed there for a reason. And I'm going to use, and I'm going to avail myself to the wisdom coming from God out of his mouth to grow as a son of the Most High. Okay. And so, like today, for example, and I'm going to go take a shower. I just got done exercising, and I'm going to go ride the cycle. And as I'm riding the motorcycle, I'm going to ask God, hey, show me how to ride this motorcycle. Well, what he's really doing is showing me how to live life, you know, how to grow up. But anyway, so today I went exercising, and as I'm exercising, there's a lady about Bambi's and Ethel's and, you know, I'd say about Bambi's and Danny's wife, Amber, so young ladies, and she happened to be walking a dog, and I was walking a dog. My dog was on a leash. Now, normally I hate it to see when people have their dogs off a leash, but God showed me that this lady had it under control. She was the master of that dog. Okay. And God showed me that dog is our mind. Okay. And, you know, so you have to have control over your thoughts, feelings, and emotions. And so what that led me to during one of my connects is the man of God told me to go. And, you know, we listen to me. We have no excuses. We are being fed on a silver effing platter. I mean, it's amazing what we're getting from God through Lawrence. I mean, and again, he ain't no better, but he has availed himself to our Heavenly Father for God to work with him, and he's placed there for a reason. So I'm going to use him. So what happened was that 2 days ago or 3 days ago, whatever it was, and I'll call him later and and do another connect. But he told me to type in the word rejection. And so somehow it came up in our conversation. Obviously he didn't think it up, and obviously I probably didn't bring it up. But so who brought it up? Well, that's the reason for the connect. Our Heavenly Father brought it up because our Heavenly Father knew I needed to hear that. I needed to go listen to that. So he said, "Yeah, mate, you cheeky bastard." And by the way, I love Danny and Lawrence and Jason. I love how you guys talk. Just absolutely tremendous. I'm doing it all the time over here. I'm calling people cheeky bastards and, wanking and all kind of other stuff. I don't even know all the things that I can hear from you guys, whatever I'm hearing. But anyway, so he told me to type it in. So I typed it in graceloveandtruth.com. And guess what I got? I got part one, part three, part five, part something else. And I just listened to part three. Part one I listened to was tremendous. Part three, I just finished part three, and this is the reason for the inspiration. God told me to come in here and just share. I'm walking by the Spirit of God. So as I was listening to it, that lady walked by, and again, God showed me, that's your mind. That can be your mind. Under control, like that lady was the master of our mind, as opposed to other people I see, like, my mind a lot of times, the dog is running around. Like, I would never currently right now unhook a Rosita and let her just start running around, because she'd see a squirrel and off she'd go, and then I have to chase it. Well, this dog here, even looking at my dog from across the street, okay, did not, all that dog did was look. My dog did the same thing. Now, my dog knows Rosita's on a leash, and Rosita knows better that, to go that way, because I'll jerk her back. And that's what I need to do with my thoughts, and that's what I am doing with my thoughts. So that's some of what I wanted to share. And then the other thing is we need to, I'll say me, I need to grow up in Christ. The old man is dead. I'm not being rejected by anybody other than myself and inside my mind. Nobody's rejecting me. I can't be rejected. I've been accepted into the beloved. And that's what the teaching, the second, number three was. And I encourage all of you to go back to those paradigms. That paradigm teaching is great. I'm gonna have to go back over those again. And then I'm currently at right now in the rejection area. This is January of 2017. Now, I'm going to tell you something. You think about the dedication it takes from 2000. I don't even know what the years are. What, 9 years? I barely got through high school. I played football. That's how I got through high school. High school, playing football and doing drugs. The dedication of, and that's the reason he's placed where he's at. Okay, now I'm gonna follow him. I'm following him in marriage advice. I'm following him in being dedicated and disciplined and determined. I'm not giving up. I don't give a rat's ass who comes on to this Zoom meeting. I'm not coming on here for friends. I love every one of you, but I'm not here to make friends. I'm here to speak from the mouth of my Heavenly Father. That's what I'm here for. And that's what he's there for. And as a pastor, and that's what Kim has labeled him as, and I believe she's right on the money, because he's so tender. It doesn't make him any better than us. And I keep saying that because I guess maybe some of you think that he is. Well, he's not. God has given us all the same spirit. So humble yourselves, get meek, And if you don't like what's being said on here, hit the road. I'm just telling you, what I'm hearing from my Heavenly Father. There's no division, no schism in the body of Christ. And by the way, don't worry about what your part is in the body of Christ. Don't worry about it. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, like I said, the last sharing, the nose is no better than the eye, and the eye is no better than the ear. But during that teaching is, you know, one of the things was he shared that, you know, Jesus Christ sent out the 70. You know, and like Danny shared with me up in South Carolina, you know, I used the word pray for this pet sitter, Landon, who's a great young man, you know, and he's just, you know, he's bought into what the adversary, the God of this world, has told him about himself, that he's got schizophrenia. Well, no, he doesn't. He's got devil spirits is what he's got, you know, delusia and Michael, you know, is what he's got. Well, Danny told me to command him out. Well, that's what on the rejection part two in 2017 in January, which I need to listen to, and I'm going to continue to listen to because that's where God's directing me. Jesus Christ sent out the 70, I think it's 70, and they came back. They were amazed because everything was under their feet. Okay, Jesus Christ hadn't even left this effing earth yet. Think about that. He hasn't even left yet. And he sent 70 of them out. And if I'm wrong, then, you know, the man of God will correct me, and I'll humble myself and submit myself to that correction because I want to learn. I'm going to do everything to be like Mike. You know, there's a saying.
Mia, stop.
So that was Mia the cat wants to play with the charging cord. Well, that ain't going to happen because I'm going to command her ass to stop it. I just did, and she's got her little ass sitting over there sitting down. So anyway, you know, that's what you want to do. You want to command. We have the ability to command. This is before Christ ascended, before his crucifixion. Before him being killed and dead in the ground 3 days. Now think about that for a second. He gave 70 through God. He didn't just give it on his own. You know, he ain't God. He didn't give it on his own. God told him by revelation, just like he's telling me right now how to share, because had the adversary known, he would not have crucified Christ Jesus, okay, to command it out. And Lawrence has been placed here for a reason. And the reason he's been placed here, he's to guard the body of Christ. Okay? He's to guard it. And that's what he's doing. And he's doing it as lovingly and as caringly and as patiently as he can. Okay? And I appreciate that. I really do. Because, you know, I'm sure he'd like to tell me, Van, get your head out of your ass. You know, Van, wake up. Van, grow up. You know? And he'd be right in all of three of those to say that, you know, but you know what? He doesn't. He just lovingly encouraged me. I mean, what an absolute wonderful man of God that God has placed with us. Okay. He's placed us here as a resource, you know, to obviously this is Florida go to God first. But where am I getting my information from? I'm getting fed where I'm getting fed. I'm going to honor where I'm getting honor. What give to do what's due. Okay, so when I honor God, my honor is going to the man of God where I've been placed, because who placed me here? Lawrence didn't place me here. I didn't place myself here. I listened to God, and God placed me here. Well, if you don't like what you hear here, you don't need to be here, okay? And that's the reason he's here. He's here to guard the body so the body can move. And I know what's wrong with me. I know what's going on. I'm examining myself. It, you know, through the connect too. And I'm going to get some words of reproof and correction and direction from my minister, the man of God, who's been placed here for that reason. And I'm also going to get it from my Heavenly Father, obviously, like I'm getting it now. You know, grow up, man. Get your head out of your ass. You know, wake up. You know, time is short. You know, I mean, it's really short, people. I mean, all of us. I mean, you know, it's just a vapor. Life is just a vapor. I want you guys to keep Rosita, my dog, in your prayers. She's a wonderful lab mix. She's got this beautiful coloring on her. I'll take a photo and send it to Lawrence and just to show him. And I think he's probably seen. She's looking at me now. She's waiting, wanting to get in. But I got her outside. You know why? Because she'd be up here nuzzling up against me, wanting to get petted, thinking about getting fed. You know, that's her main focus is to be loved and to be fed. Okay. Those two of my main focuses. Getting shagged is another one. So a primary one, actually. I can do without the food and the love, by the way. You know, a man wants to be respected. You know, the love part, that's great. You know, it really is. It's really wonderful, you know, but it's the respect. So, you know, I would tell everybody and myself, wake up. You know, if you get anything from this at all, get that the man of God is placed exactly where he needs to be, and we can use him as a resource that God has placed for us, specifically for us, this body of Christ. And there's another body of Christ, and there's another body of Christ. And in each one of them, I guarantee you, they might not be doing what our minister's doing, but we, and I'm telling you, we are being fed on a silver effing platter. I mean, we're getting teaching after teaching. You know, I had to go look for this. Oh my God. You know, and last night he sent one, that you have to read. Well, I'm not reading it. I mean, I will print it out and eventually read it, but I can't read it on my mobile phone. So I sent him a little note, you know, and said, you know, I said, it's great, mate, but you know, you cheeky bastard, I can't read it on my mobile phone, you know, cause I love talking like you Englishmen. You know, at this point, well, I'm glad we broke off now because of what's going on over there. We'll just pray for the leaders, you know, all of them, because all of them are knuckleheads. But God says for us to pray for them so we can lead a peaceful life. Life is short, you know, but every breath I take, I'm going to grow. Okay. And I know where I'm being fed. Okay. And I'm going to honor that feeding. I'm being fed on an absolute silver platter. These are words from the mouth of God. They just happen to be coming from Lawrence. And they're coming from Kim. And they're coming from all of you. When I hear Amber, when I hear Becca, I look at Becca and I think, there's my Gabriella right there. There she is. You know, Becca's my Gabriella. And she's going to be a wonderful woman of God, just like Becca is, my daughter, Gabriella. You know why? Because me, as the father, earthly father, I'm training her up still, even though she's 21. I joke around and tell her she's 23. She gets pissed off. Unbelievable. You ladies, relax. God has made you perfect. Your bodies are designed perfect so that us as men say, oh, my God, look at that. You know, I'd love to shag that. That's what we're thinking. Okay. I'm just being honest, you know. So I'm wide open, okay? That's what we're thinking. Trust me. You know, that's the last thing in a man that goes before he dies is not wanting to shag. That's one of the last things. Look it up. You know, if I'm wrong, I'll be corrected. That's one of the last things in a man that goes. I don't know what goes in you ladies. No idea, nor do I care at this point. Because you know why? What's important is me loving myself. Me being the best I can be, me growing up, me waking up, me be getting my head out of my ass, not worrying about being rejected by anybody, not worried about what anybody says about me, not worried about somebody says something, you know? And I recognized it when it was a while back in the lovely Bambi, who's just an absolute wonderful woman of God, said on one of the fellowships, that, you know, I sounded like the family guy. Well, I don't give a rat's ass now. I went and looked it up, you know, and it had this little cartoon where the wife was giving the family guy a hard time and he was talking, you know, and because they always, you know, in cartoons, they always put the, you know, always, but they, you know, they, I'm sure they do put the women down, but they definitely put the man down. And the family guy, the guy's a, you know, just a, I don't know what he is. I don't watch it. But just in that one little thing, I could see, you know, he was weak, you know, and I'm not a dish rag for Jesus Christ, okay? And I don't know if you guys got dish rags in England or you know, out west in California. I don't know what they call them out there, but a dish rag is something you hang across, which pisses me off. Brenda hangs it across the sink, which I rarely go near, by the way. And when I do, I lean against it. It's usually a little damp, and I'll get wet, and that pisses me off. You know, so well, grow up, man, grow up. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share. You know, I love you guys, and this is all from the mouth of God. If any of this hits your heart, then any of this makes you think, any of this wants you to examine yourself, whether you're in the faith or not, well, then that's from God. If any of this you feel like I'm talking to you or talking about you, I'm not. I'm talking about myself. I'm talking about me. I need to effing grow up. I need to get my head out of my ass. I need to grow in Christ, continue to grow. And I know where to get that now, you know, and I've known it for a while, but now with this new thing that was added that, you know, God showed Lawrence to show me on rejection, it's one more tool in the toolbox to get rid of that. You see how God works? You know, when I was ready, God met me where I needed to be. Okay. And he provided that word from Lawrence through him to Lawrence, to me, to go ahead and, hey, mate, just go ahead and look up the word rejection. Just type it in there and it'll come up. It's in there somewhere. Oh my God. It's so tough to do. So tough to look up. Holy crap. I gotta type something in and look it up. And it's 2017. 2017 on rejection. Just what I needed to hear. And it's as fresh as it is then, as it was then, as it is now. And I'm just finished part two, and I'm gonna, or part three, because part one, part three, I have no idea why. And then it goes to part something next, and I'm gonna go to that next. So anyway, I love you guys, and I'll send this off to the man of God, and he can do whatever he wants to do with it, because I do care, but I trust in the man of God to listen to God and to do what God shows him to do. Okay, I have no worries or cares about whether this gets shared or doesn't get shared. He can listen to it and evaluate it on his own and then share it, or he can listen to it and evaluate it, not share it, or he cannot listen to it. You know, whatever God tells him to do, that's between him and God. And I trust in that process because I know he's the man of God of the area. There's no doubt in my mind. Okay, again, from when I listened to that 12 minute and 46, I got it right this time, second teaching, I submitted myself humbly, meekly. You know, he's not got his foot on my head or nothing, but you know, I'm humble and meek to know that he has been placed there to protect the body of Christ. And I'm going to honor that because who am I honoring? Am I honoring Lawrence? No, I'm honoring my Heavenly Father. That's who I'm honoring. And that's how I'm going to continue to grow in life. So love you guys. And we're going to end this now, and he'll do what he wants to do with it.